A new poll from WYPR, the Baltimore Sun, and the University of Baltimore shows a Democratic mayoral primary race defined by a large pool of undecided voters. Sheila Dixon enjoys a small lead. Brandon Scott, Thiru Vignaraja are close behind. WYPR's Emily Sullivan is here to tell us about it. And Emily, start off by explaining the methodology of this poll.
Well, its results are based on a survey of 400 likely Democratic primary voters in Baltimore. They were selected at random from a file provided by the Baltimore Board of Elections, and all voters were called by trained interviewers between February 20th and 29th, so this is quite recent. The poll was conducted by OpinionWorks of Annapolis, and its margin of error is plus or minus 4.9 percentage points. And we heard from a cross-section of voters that largely resemble the Baltimore City electorate, you know, two-thirds Black, about a third white, with more women than men and an audience that's skewed older overall.
Now to the poll results. Is there anything in particular that stood out for you?
So before we even dive into the candidates' numbers, I'm going to say this poll is defined by people who haven't made their minds up yet. With less than 2 months to go, 31% say they're not sure who they're going to pick. 16% who are sure or have a candidate they're strongly leaning towards picked former Mayor Sheila Dixon. City Council President Brandon Scott and Thiru Vignaraja polled at 10%, while T.J. Smith has 9% and Mary Miller 7%. Mayor Jack Young polled at 6%, State Senator Mary Washington at 5%. Other candidates not mentioned garnered less than that number.
Former Mayor Dixon in the lead here. Just how significant is that lead?
Well, Nathan, you know, analysts say that she has a slight edge in her poll, but it's still a really crowded field overall with no totally clear frontrunner. In other words, it's not her race to lose right now. Here's how OpinionWorks pollster Steve Robbie puts it.
She's in the lead, but there is plenty of volatility here, and there are several viable candidates that are showing up in double digits right now.
And only half of the voters who say they have made up their minds say they're firm. So there's a lot of room for changed minds.
And that's why the poll also asked people about their second choice for mayor, right?
Exactly. Second choices can show us who has the potential to really heat up and gather more support over the next couple of weeks. And for this question, Brandon Scott polled at 17%, and T.J. Smith got 12%, with Jack Young in third, then Sheila Dixon in fourth.
Voters were also asked about their primary concern, what they want more than anything from the next mayor.
That's right. And overwhelmingly, Nathan, 50% said crime is their chief concern. That's followed by trust and integrity, and then issues of education and youth. So Robbie says that going forward, a path to victory will require two things.
We're going to be on the lookout for, number one, a candidate or candidates that are able to bridge any of the divides in the city.
Traditional voting divides, like race and age. And secondly,
if a candidate in this race can begin to crystallize and articulate what the path forward might be through what the city is experiencing now, I think that that candidate could catch fire.
And with 55 days until the primary, our poll suggests that front runner spot is up for grabs.
That's WYPR's Emily Sullivan. Tune into All Things Considered to hear more about this WYPR, Baltimore Sun, and University of Baltimore poll later today.
Thank you, Nathan.